The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, here with you on this Tuesday, 28 June 2011. Oh, my goodness, tomorrow's my birthday. Oh, no, that's right. It's a Remembrance Day. You're only birthed once. Do we have Bob Chapman? We've got Bob Chapman. We've got... Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Fine, thank you, and I hope you are as well.
Okay, we need to fix him. You're muddy. Go ahead and speak again, Mr. Chapman.
I'm too old to be fixed.
Okay, it's on his side. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do, we'll limp along with this, we'll reconnect during the break, you're muddy as all get out. So we'll reconnect with you. And do we have Robbie Noel there?
I'd be here.
See now, Bob, you should have his internet. He sounds as clear as a bell down there in Baja.
Well, all I can tell you is that I don't know why I have a problem.
I am not a technical guy in communication, telephone at least. Radio I can do, but telephone, I can't do that. At any rate, guys, before we get rolling on this, I do not have a latest newsletter from you, Bob. When was the last time you put one out?
Last Wednesday.
Okay, that I did not get. So I'm flying in the dark here. I don't have your invaluable words on your report this week.
Well, there's always something very exciting to talk about.
Well, and what I want to kick off with is the Greece deal. Bob, I think I finally figured out what the bankers are up to, the end game scenario at least. Now, Greece is essentially bankrupt. We all know that. Pacific Investment Management Company says that by doing this, loaning more money, Greece, you're only postponing the inevitable because they are bankrupt. And then something new was added to the mix, and that was selling off state assets. And it appears that the bankers are more than happy to loan more austerity funds to the Greek government in exchange for playing broker for the heretofore state-owned assets. They are going to be privatized. Bob, I think they're going to keep carrying this austerity and here at home, the qualitative easing, as they like to call it. By the way, there's no QE3, just an extension of QE2. A couple of days ago, Ben Bernanke said that, we're going to buy up $300 billion more of treasuries. Well, they're going to keep buying them. They will keep purchasing. They're going to keep monetizing the debt. So we'll make all sense out of all this stuff when we get right back from the break. This is the National Intel Report, and if you've landed here, it is Tuesday. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, and, of course, the inimitable Robbie Noel is with us as well. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So, Bob and Robbie, am I missing the target here? We know that there are too many derivatives, too much of the junk out there in the markets that they have repackaged and resold to ever try to clear that off the books. And I'm watching what's happening here inside the United States. Remember, going back to 1992, George Bush signed an executive order allowing the states, and again, overstepping their power, but federal assets and state assets as well, water treatment facilities, rail, roads, it didn't matter. If it's an infrastructure that was paid for by the American taxpayers, guess what? They're up for sale. And that is a privatization process. Bob, this keeps haunting me. Bob's not here yet? Okay. Robbie, this keeps haunting me that they're going to continue the easing programs until they've zapped up anything worth taking and separating from the nations of the world. The fiat money customers, they're now in trouble. They've got to strip assets off in order to survive. What do you think of that take?
Well, I don't know whether CNN was saying this tongue-in-cheek, but they apparently are going to sell the Parthenon.
Really?
Okay. Well, no, everything's on the table. I mean, we're talking Well, you know, I don't know how long it how long ago it was, but in the U.S., I think it was somewhere on the East Coast, weren't they selling freeways? Didn't Texas sell a freeway?
Well, we had.
Or was that Massachusetts or somewhere?
No,
up there?
We had what they call MOPAC. And they built extensions. They tied up to I-45, which is a toll road.
Right.
Yeah, these were things that the Texas taxpayers had already paid for. So they decide they're going to privatize, and then there's more investment money comes in to improve and extend roads and the like. But this, you know,
I know in Arizona they sold off a couple of buildings in Phoenix.
Right. Yeah, but they're selling off the assets to private individuals that we have paid for. Now, here's my problem with this whole program. Where's the reimbursement for the taxpayer? Because it was their tax dollars, and how much of City Hall do I actually own, and if I move, do I get a rebate check? Well, they've been selling off stuff, Pennsylvania Turnpike, you name it. Any assets that are worth picking up are going to be picked up because the states are broke.
Yeah, well, but that's the IMF's MO. I mean, Bob is most probably more familiar with this than I am, but whenever you talk about the IMF bailing out third world countries, especially I think in Africa, they basically got to pledge their it's a form of colonization, I guess, where they got to pledge, you know, state assets in order to get the IMF bailout, and now that Christine Lagarde has been given the reins of the IMF, who knows how this whole thing's going to turn out.
Bob, you back?
Yes.
There you are. What do you think of my scenario here that they're going to continue the quantitative easings, the austerity programs, until the banks can play broker to separate the assets from the state to turn it over to private partnership? And who knows what the selling price is? Is it 10 cents on the dollar? Whatever the deal is, they don't want to throw good money, good money, after bad. So they're going to give Greece a break. Robbie, by the way, while you were gone, and were you joking, Robbie, or were you serious? They're trying to sell off the...
I think CNN was just tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that part of the assets up for grabs are you know, the national treasures of Greece.
At any rate, what do you think, Bob?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. They want to loot the country. And after they do that, they'll use that framework for each and every other country. And, yes, that's what they're after. It's called corporatist fascism. And they want to put as many assets in the hands of these favorite elitists via the banking system so that they'll control everything. And this is what they're up to. They could have gone after Ireland and Portugal as well, but they didn't as yet. And that was Mr. Samaras' question to the EU when he spoke to them about this collateralization plan by the banks and by other sovereign entities. And they said, he said, why didn't they do Portugal and Ireland the same way? And they didn't have any answer, because Greece is going to be the forerunner. And we don't have any word back yet, that I know of, about the debate in the House of Representatives in Greece. Now, it's 1 o'clock in the morning there now, and so I would assume that those debates will be carried on over till tomorrow. see them passing, and I think that the bankers in the European Union and the IMF are going to have to come back and say, well, we're going to be able to extend your payback on the bonds, and the interest rates will be lower, and we're not going to demand any collateralization. If they don't do that, they're going to go default.
Does Christine Lagarde being appointed head of the IMF change anything?
No, I don't think so. She has been the Treasury Secretary for France until just recently. Now that she's been given this new job, she is in a party which is considered conservative. And I think that Mr. Sarkozy, the Prime Minister, was happy to get rid of her because she was very good at what she did. But being in the head of the IMF, I would think that, if anything, they would be more conservative and more demanding than they were personally, previously. And I don't think the Greek people are going to put up with that. And
they haven't even announced anything yet. When does that announcement come? Before the weekend, or?
Well, as far as I know, we don't know, and I pointed that out because it's 1 o'clock in the morning in Greece right now. So these debates have carried over, and that tells me that they couldn't get a vote that could carry. They need a 60% vote, and that's what the constitutionalists say in Greece. And they're not going to get it. They're 20 votes short as a party. They don't even control the House of Representatives. So they would need 21 people to journey over from the other party. I think it's called the Democratic Union, which is in control by Mr. Samaras, and he's not going to do that. And those people are not going to cross the aisle. So what's going to happen is that the lenders are going to have to go to Plan B, which I just explained. And if they're unwilling to do that, the presentation I just gave, then Greece will default. And if they default, all the bonds that the banks are holding and the sovereign countries are holding and the credit default swaps of $130 billion guaranteed by New York banks are going to go up the spout.
Bob, let me ask you a question here. Are you using a telephone with the regular receiver?
Yes. And have for the last 6 years.
Okay,
same phone on this program.
Okay. Can you hear us clearly in your earpiece?
Like a bell, 5x5, as they say.
Okay. During the upcoming break, I'm going to ask you to do something. I want you to bang that headset on the top of the desk because it's your mouthpiece that's going awry here. If you can hear me clearly going back, then that tells me it's the mouthpiece that's crapping out. And when I was a kid, I discovered that a few whacks sometimes fixes things. So during the break, whack that puppy a few times. Talk again.
How is that? The same?
It's a little clearer, a little bit better. Okay, great.
Yeah, I banged it a little.
Okay. It's not quite. Is there another phone in that house?
No.
No.
No, there's a phone extension which is portable. But you don't want me on that.
Well, I don't know. We might want to try it because you can't hear it on this end. It's a little grating. So
okay, we'll try it.
Okay, we'll try it during the break then. 800-313-9443. I see you're lining up in queue for Mr. Chapman on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm John Stadtmiller. This is the National Intel Report. We'll get our bugs worked out here, hopefully. And see you back on the other side of this quick commercial break. And again, ladies and gentlemen, please consider buying the products that our sponsors are offering. It's important.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Republican McCain and Democrat Kerry were invited to ring the opening bell. Both expressed their belief in a democratic and free Egypt.
It is in the United States' national security interest to see a prosperous, growing, democratic, and free Egypt.
But we are both extraordinarily committed to what is happening here in Egypt. We have great respect and admiration for the changes that you are fighting for.
The group arrived in Cairo on Saturday, where they made a visit to the iconic Tahrir Square. They also met with Egypt's interim Prime Minister Essam Sharaf and Finance Minister Samir Radwan. The pair are expected to announce the results of their talks with Egypt's top leaders at a news conference.
Now, that was 2 days ago. U.S. Senator McCain, Kerry, they opened up the Egypt Stock Exchange that has been closed, I think, since January. And the stock market opened, it plunges, triggers circuit breakers, and then closes. In other words, they open it up to a collapse. Yeah. Now, Bob, you know, this is what happens when you, the former president, Hosni Mubarak, things were bumping along fairly well in Egypt, but, well, it's time for regime change over there. I don't know what business deals are cooking, but when you see Kerry and McCain together, it can't be good. Any inside poop on that?
No, not really. But you're absolutely right. When you see these two characters together over there in Greece, you know that the CFR, the Trilats, are busy at work putting in place what they want to put in place in this new regime. And where it's going to lead, I don't quite know yet.
Bob, from what I can deduce from this press release from MarketWatch, the only way Greece is going to avoid a default is Parliament has to endorse the economic program, and I guess tomorrow tomorrow is when they are expected to vote on the plan, and if it passes tomorrow, then a vote on implementation measures is expected to follow on Thursday. So I guess the drop-dead date is Thursday.
Well, that may very well be true, but today they had a meeting and a debate, and so far nothing's come out of it.
There's also some other rumblings over there. When George Soros speaks, people listen. He's the chairman of the Fund Management and the Open Society Institute. Isn't that a nice flowery word for world government body? And world-renowned speculator. He said, talking about Greece, they say that he said that we're on the verge of economic collapse, which starts, say, in Greece, but it could easily spread. The financial system remains extremely vulnerable. Thank you, banks, for putting us in that position. He says there's no arrangement for any countries leaving the euro, which in current circumstances is probably inevitable. Now, Bob, I'm starting to hear that Germany wants to separate itself from the euro, and it wants to bring back its Deutschmark.
Well, it's been that way ever since Germany was forced into the euro and into the European Union. The public does not want the euro, and they never have. 67% of men, 71% of women in the euro. And the European Union, it's about 63% in total who are against the euro, the European Union, and have been for all these years. And it was stuck down their throat because they were responsible for World War II. And they are expected to continue to pay for that like they did by absorbing Eastern Germany on the terms that they absorbed it, which was the Eastern European Mark, Eastern German Mark, which should have been exchanged for 20 to 1. 20 of them for one Deutschmark, when in fact it was 1-for-1. It was nothing but a subsidy. And I should throw in the fact that no one was ever prosecuted for spying on either side. And Marcus Wolf, who ran Stasi, was let off scot-free after murdering thousands of people.
Well, this wonderful euro that was created back in 1999, it had 11 member states, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg, which is a country, but a very small country, Finland, Austria, Portugal, Spain, and Ireland. Greece was the 12th country to adopt the shared currency in 2001. And Estonia is the newest member of the euro, joining this past January. And Soros says, because the survival of the EU is of vital interest to us all, meaning world government, he feels nationalized banking systems could hurt Europe and there should be a banking system guaranteed by European institutions. He says, basically, you need a plan B, and there is no plan B at the moment. Authorities are sticking to the status quo and not recognizing there are fundamental flams that need to be corrected. We'll come back with your calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The reason I brought up the issue about the mark, the Daily Express out of India is saying that there is strong rumor that the Germany's central bank, Bundesbank, has been ordered to print marks as part of a contingency plan to leave Europe's single currency. In fact, according to the survey that this paper ran in Germany, three-quarters of Germans now doubt that the euro has a future. And it breaks down this way. The poll by the German newspaper, Frankfurter
Allgemeine.
Thank you very much, Bob. Found 70...
I knew you couldn't express it. Just like I can't, the House of Representatives in Greece, which is something like Velagris or Velargas.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, at any rate, the paper, the Frankfurter there, we'll just call it that, found that 71% had doubt and no trust or thought that there was no future for the euro, and only 19% expressed confidence in it. And 68% said that they did not think the emergency bailout of Greece would work. And at last, maybe investors will have a major currency that can be trusted. Too many politicians have stuffed their governments with totally useless bureaucrats who have hamstrung wealth creation producing nothing but unrepayable debts. So
that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And I released that information or something similar about 6 months ago.
Well, the euro, I don't think, really does have...
That's the fact.
Yeah. They had a grand plan. Too many bumps in the road. It's funny, though, nobody's talking recently about SDRs, Bob.
No, because they're not gold-backed.
Yeah.
Well,
and they cannot be unless the rules are changed. And the reason is that I think that the bankers, if they have another war, whatever unit they use is going to have gold backing. Go ahead, Rob.
No. The Financial Times, and I know a lot of people always question the Financial Times, but anyway, Financial Times ran a story today that Eddy Central Bank Reserve managers say that the U.S. is going to lose its global reserve status within 25 years to be replaced by an SDR.
25 years? Boy, that's awfully optimistic.
Well, they don't know what to do, so they're putting a date or a time frame on it that's ridiculous. They're going to have some sort of a gold-backed unit. Will it be 6 major currencies or 12 major currencies or 10 as a group, all backed by gold? They can't be an FDR because people won't accept it, and they know that. And the central banks have sold off most of their gold, which means they're going to have to buy it back, which means a higher gold price. I mean, look who's buying gold because they understand.
But then the question is, Bob, where do they buy it from?
Well, they get it out of the market. And you've seen recently ongoing purchases by China, Russia, India, Iran, Brazil.
Mexico.
Even Venezuela, and recently Thailand, and 100 tons by, of all places, Mexico. There are people who recognize where this thing is all going, as I've described it over and over again in my publication and on this program. They have to have a gold-backed currency.
All right. Let's go to your phone calls. First up, Ralph in Arizona. Thank you for holding, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, John, Bob, and Robbie? Nice to be on the line with you. You know, looking at this situation in Greece, looking at this situation in Egypt, just reminded me of the third leg of this. We are at world war. It is the bankers versus the people. In Libya, they are using NATO aircraft and bombs. In Egypt, they used infiltration. In Greece, they're using bankers with laptops and financial weapons of mass destruction. Pretty soon, that war is coming to our shore here, folks. And in America, you better realize what the stakes are.
And you're absolutely correct.
You know,
in fact, Max Kaiser calls them financial terrorists, and he's right.
Yep. I mean, I was thinking a little bit about that this weekend. With all of the incursions that we have into all of these sovereign nations, it's all coming from one place. It's all being sourced by the same people. This is a war. This is nothing less than a world war.
Well, I hate to bring this up, over the last week or so, I've seen so many stories. They refer to them as flash mobs, where groups of like 20 or 30 kids will just storm in, will just all go into the same store and
all
just pillage the place.
Yeah, a lot of that's happening up in Chicago, and I find it real interesting that Rahm Emanuel ended up there. Some of those stories are being suppressed, Here's a question I have for you guys, a little bit off topic. Have any of you heard of a national takeover of the broadcasts by FEMA on 11-9, November 9th of 2011 for 3 minutes? Anybody heard of that?
No.
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 I'm trying to track that down. That
why would they give everybody that much advance notice?
I don't think they intended to. This is coming from something that isn't quite that public, and I'm trying to track it down. I just wondered if anybody'd heard anything.
Well, they've had their EBS and all licensed FCC licensed radio stations, television, radio. They're required by law to run their test. I forget how many times a month. Minimally,
that's the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah,
it's done on a per station or a per area basis.
Yeah.
But this thing is supposedly some national coordinated thing. I just wondered if you guys had heard anything about it. It crossed my desk about an hour ago, and I'll keep tracking it down to see what I can find. Bob, one quick question I have for you with regard to this situation in Greece. Let's assume tomorrow or Thursday, Greece decides that they are not going to accept the terms, and that they are actually going to go for a default. I've already heard stories today that money market funds are getting even tougher on withdrawals starting this week, yesterday and today. The question I have is, let's assume that Greece decides, that the parliament decides to do the right thing and tell the bankers to take a hike. How quickly does this cause the kinds of issues we expect in this country when the credit default clauses get triggered and the CDOs and so forth? How fast can that contagion pick up? And what would you advise people to do today to protect themselves? And I mean within hours, folks.
It'll be within minutes. The minute the announcement is made that there's no deal, that means all that paper, which is being held by these money market funds that is in European paper, will all be subject to a possibility that it can in part become worthless or worth less than it was previously. I saw on CNBC six money market funds that were invested, and approximately 50% of the bonds, notes, and bills that they were holding were from Europe. And I would expect that them reaching for yield, so to speak, could very well have been holding not only normally good quality bonds from Europe, but they may have been engaged in purchasing Greek and other paper that's got problems. And so the bottom line here is it could very well affect some of the money market funds in the United States and the major banks that guaranteed that insurance policy for $130 billion that they gave to the banks in Europe using credit default swaps. And we could be talking maybe $300-$500 billion here.
All right. Ralph, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much. Henry in Connecticut. Henry?
Yeah. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes. With all this stuff being, you know, what you said about Greece, what do you see as far as in the future with the situation with Greece? That's one. I have another question. And two, also, is if Greece does pull out, which I'm hoping they do, is that really going to really have a strong enough impact to really pull down the EU, either A, or B, get Germany or one of the others at least out? And I have another question, but I'll hold
on. Well, they'll probably end up defaulting, and the contagion is what they're talking about. And contagion is when it spreads from one country to another. And we have the usual suspects, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy, and Belgium. And they will probably all, because they're all broke too, they won't identify that at this point, but eventually they will.
You know, does China have any exposure to Greece's problems?
I don't know. I do know that they bought bonds from Spain, and they, Mr. Wen, yesterday in Europe said that we will help Greece with their financial problem. Well, the problem with that is that all the Greeks are doing are exchanging the bankers from Europe in general with the bankers from China.
Hypothetically, let's say Thursday comes and there's no deal and Greek does default. What are the ripple effects? I mean, who gets hurt first?
Well, the banks in Europe will all go bankrupt.
Bernanke said no American institutions are exposed, which I found rather hard to believe.
Well, he couldn't tell the truth if it jumped up and bit him on the nose. The man's an inveterate liar, like everybody else in Washington and Wall Street, et cetera.
Well, I just said
the exposure is probably $500
billion.
Okay. He's lying.
Well, at least he was
maybe
honest when he said he didn't know
billion.
What was
I don't
going
know.
On.
But right. it's large.
You've got to give him credit for that. He said he doesn't know what's going on.
Well, that's no excuse for supposedly being an expert on the subject.
You know, here's a guy that said that, you know, this is the way to go with the quantitative easings. Inflation is in check. Yeah, inflation's in check to the point that our Congress critters up there are wrangling ways to realign the consumer price indexes. And this could lower the federal spending to about $220 billion. One of these changes, guys, that you're talking about is, well, realigning the CPI to calculate to reflect how people tend to change spending patterns when prices increase. Extrapolate that out to change spending patterns when people can no longer buy something. And the food indexes, the cost increases there in food and fuel have never been figured into this deal. So here we are in Washington. They don't know what to do except to realign things to show that there's less of a deficit on the federal end. All the while,
isn't it amazing how they brought gas down at 350 just before the July 4th weekend?
Yeah, it is. Hey, Henry, you said you had one other thing, and then we got to move.
Oh yes. Okay. I'm sorry. The other thing is this. I'm trying to think of what, you know, even if Greece does pull out, if it pulls out, what is going to put enough heat and enough fire under Germany that they, you know, they would pull out?
Collapse of Greece. That might do it.
Maybe. Yeah, we don't know.
Well, I mean, stop here. Because, Bob, you know, we just went through, you know, the creation of the euro. It's always been in trouble. It's never really taken a firm hold. There's always been problem after problem. So Greece is part of this deal. They signed on originally back in 99. Greece defaults. That will have a domino effect. And I can see credibility where the Bundesbank is sitting there printing Deutschmarks once again, because what is their other option? What, to keep going with the euro that's going to collapse?
They should print silver Deutschmarks.
Henry, hang on a second. Bob?
Okay, sorry.
Bob?
Well, this is old news, number one, and they have every intention, I think, of going back to the D-mark. And that is going to be the final thing. There are those that think there'll be a northern euro, but I don't believe that. And those ideas come from people who got their feet on the ground. But just because they're doing the best they can doesn't mean that they're going to be correct yet. And some of them are German bankers, incidentally, who don't agree with what's going on. And so they know the culture, although they may be myopic. But they are trained in the area, and that's so very important. We get so many people being quoted by newspapers and radio and television very often that don't have financial backgrounds to talk about it, and they shouldn't, because more often than not, they don't know what they're talking about.
All right. Henry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. You know what? Let me go to Steve, the self-proclaimed socialist out of Chicago. Hello, Steve.
Gentlemen, the preceding callers were real ringers. Bob, you look great. It's good to see you. Public confession, my maternal grandfather was not only a WASP, but a Ku Klux Klansman, so I kind of know where the British people are coming from.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second, Steve. I've got to take this break. Hold on. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and costs, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
All right, we're back. Steve, any questions for our guest today, sir?
Well, I would get to that Financial Times Deutschland article, but I wanted a small insertion there. Robbie, I thought you were with Winnie Churchill hunting wild boars in Jarman, Southwest Africa. That's a little shot in there.
All the boars got away.
Yeah, okay. No, the Financial Times Deutschland, it talks about how ESMA, the European Rating Agency, is refusing to use Moody's, Fitch, and Standard & Poor's because these guys have falsified the ratings in favor of the Anglo-Afros, let's say. against the white race. And why don't we ever hear that about the Europeans aren't going to accept those ratings anymore because they're falsified?
Well, that was run, but very, very few people would pick it up, even those who do read those publications. And they wouldn't understand its significance. Number one, because the American rating agencies were never prosecuted criminally for the CDOs and the MBSs that they rated, which were the mortgage bonds that they said were AAA, were BBB. That's the difference between a 10 AAA and a 4 BBB. So the court system civilly said that they weren't responsible because they were just giving their professional guesstimate or something like that. But the point is, the Germans are absolutely correct. The rating agencies have always been in the back pocket of Wall Street and banking. And they have a cute little deal where what they'll do is they'll rate your company and do all this work on it, and they'll go to you and say, look, we got this wonderful rating and for you, and you're a very good company. And
it's like,
here's our report.
Bob, it's like printing money. I mean,
well,
that's
what it is,
it
is extortion.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the bottom line, because the company, if they refuse, the next report that comes out is not going to be favorable. It's like hiring the mafia to do a rating on a company, or many companies. It's terrible. So the Germans are absolutely correct.
All right. Steve, anything else?
No, it's like making the goat the gardener, as the Germans would say. And Bob Chapman, you Irish Catholics, have a good day. I'm on your side.
All right.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you very much.
800.
And we'll leave the boys alone.
800-313-9443. We got open phone lines. Any questions? And folks, don't be under the impression that because Bob Chapman has been on this program for more than 5 years and that you may have missed something, that it would be stupid to bring it back up. There's always new listeners to the program.
By the way, they had a 5-year treasury auction today, and in Rick Santelli's words, it was ugly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that the bid to cover was 2.59, which is very good, but the problem is they're all bogus bids.
Yeah.
Because what happens is the principal players, the 18 companies that are used to purchase a good portion of that paper,
yeah,
what they do is they hold
the
on
to cover,
it.
The bid to cover was 3.2.
Well, 3.2, sorry.
Yeah.
And they say that this demand is there, when in fact the Fed buys the paper back 2 days or 2 weeks or a month later at a profit for those special members. The
yeah,
whole thing is phony baloney.
The Fed's just reinvesting.
Yeah, reinvesting.
$300 billion is coming in. And incidentally, a year ago May, I said that the QE2 would be $900 billion, not $600 billion, and I explained it.
Hold on, Bob. Top of the hour break.
Gold.